justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here. We were supposed to have a guest this morning, but he hasn't shown up. This has been a terrible week. This third time this has happened. It's never happened before, but we'll do open lines, and if you'd like to call in, 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But there was a fascinating article in the Wall Street Journal. It was dealing with, of course, the nuclear crisis in Japan. And the article starts out, saving power is a new priority. It goes on to say that the Japanese are beginning to come to grips with the devastating situation that they have. And the question is, what are they going to do about the lack of electricity in Japan? How are they going to do perform what they ordinarily do as a first world nation, the third largest economy in the world, and suddenly they're faced with a massive shortage of electricity? Well, what are they going to do? They're going to have to go to daylight savings time. They're going to have to start reducing the number of hours that people work. They're going to have to start turning off the street lights in Tokyo and other countries, cities throughout the islands there, because of a shortage of electricity. And then they're going to have to save electricity. They're going to have to come up with programs to save electricity. They're going to have to begin to lower living standards there in Japan because of the shortage of electricity. They're going to have to begin to cut back certainly on the number of hours people work, and they're going to have to begin working to lower living standards because of a shortage of electricity. And as I'm reading this article, I have a sudden feeling of deja vu. Well, that's the program of Agenda 21. We want to lower the living standards in first world nations, and of course you do that by limiting access to power. That's exactly what they want to do here in the United States. Why do you think that President Obama wants, by the year 2035, to have 80% of our electricity come from green sources? Well, basically, because they want to drive the price of electricity up in the United States so high that people won't use it, because green electricity costs 3 or 4 times as much, and then we can begin to limit industrial production, so that we can begin to force energy-dependent industries to move to China and India and Brazil and Russia, the BRIC nations, and that's part of the plan of Agenda 21. Isn't it convenient that in Japan this is just going to happen automatically because of the incredible accident that occurred over there? And then as I thought back on what's happened in Japan, the series of events. First of all, we have a massive earthquake. Was it an act of God? We know that they have the ability to create earthquakes. We know because certainly one of the Secretaries of Defense has said that other countries create earthquakes, and if other countries can create earthquakes, we can produce it. And then as a result of the earthquake, we have this gigantic tsunami. Now, is this an act of God? Is this an act of man? We don't know, because everything is classified in the name of national security, and I'm sure that if you were to write to the government to try to find out, under the Freedom of Information Act, what part they played in creating the things, well, they would tell you it's all covered by national security. We can't let that information out, as with almost everything else. And then the total ineptitude, the Japanese. Now, here are brilliant people who have created amazing, amazing products to the work years. And, I think their cars are far superior to American ones. They were made that way. Of course, part of it was there was an organized effort to produce inferior cars here so that we could shift industrial production to other countries. And so people, the average American, sooner or later would discover that they intentionally built in obsolescence in American cars. They intentionally use excessive plastics in our cars so that that the various the handles and other things will come apart, so that people will, on their own, shift to wanting a Japanese car or a well-built German car. This is part of a long-range plan. But the Japanese are very effective, and yet somehow we're supposed to believe that the only way that they can cool their reactors facing a meltdown is dropping water from helicopters, fire hoses, and we know that's what they're using. We saw that on television. We saw the fire hoses being used to squirt water into the buildings to cool the reactors. And then how do they do that? These buildings all had roofs on them, but forget about the details. You can get the American people to believe almost anything, and you can get them to believe the Japanese are totally inadequate. They wouldn't even have some pipes to take water in, and oh my goodness, it was all dependent upon the generators, the alternative generators they had that would create the electricity to run the pumps to get the water into the areas where they had the nuclear cores. Why the generators didn't work? All of them, they had 30 or 40 of them, all of them didn't work all of a sudden. And this was because of, we're not quite sure why it was, and they just didn't work. And, as you see this story unfolding, do they expect us to believe it? Of course they expect to believe us. That's why they use television to mold our minds and shape our ideas and thoughts. And we believe because we saw it on television. I actually saw the streams of water going into the buildings from the fire hoses, aimed, hoping to get some of it into the reactor tank so that we wouldn't have a nuclear meltdown. And ladies and gentlemen, I just don't believe it. I believe that they're using this whole thing to implement Agenda 21. Use your common sense. Do you think that they, Japanese, as smart as they are, would have no way of getting water into the fuel tanks where they're storing spent nuclear fuel, except dropping it from helicopters, squirting it from fire hoses? We've been fed a lie, and we don't know what's going on, but we do know there is a master agenda. It's called Agenda 21. I want to hear from you. Talk radio requires you to talk. My number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article goes on to say, in response to the calls for conserving electricity, many businesses in Tokyo are already operating with dim lights. The Tokyo Metropolitan Government turned off about half the city's street lights and many elevators and public facilities in the aftermath of the quake. Train service has been suspended on several routes. Even the wattage of the ubiquitous vending machines has been turned down. But those activities may not be enough, as the heat and the humidity of summer approach, threatening to paralyze Japan's capital. Tokyo Electric Power Incorporated, or TEPCO, hopes to temporarily end rolling blackouts by late April as it races to bring underutilized generators, mostly powered by imported fossil fuels, online. Even so, it is estimated the gap between supply and demand during the summer months will balloon to 1 million kilowatts, or about 20% of the total usage. And despite relatively high prices for electricity by global standards, Japan has grown accustomed to ample supplies over the past two decades, and the sudden shortage of electricity in and around Tokyo could trigger a supply-side shock to Japan's economy, the likes of which it hasn't experienced since the oil price spiked in the 1970s. And it talks about how the shortage of electricity is going to limit the gross national product of the country, and how, of course, the whole system of the country is very inefficient, because the west side of the country uses 60 kilowatts and the east side of the country uses 50 kilowatts, so you can't send electricity from the west side to the east side of the company. All things are terrible in Japan. They're just going to have to conserve. They're going to have to do all the things called for in Agenda 21, the master plan for the 21st century. Now, you have to understand Agenda 21 was written by the intellectuals who want to lower the living standards in first world nations and raise the living standards in third world nations, or as they talk in the Earth Charter, written by Stephen Rockefeller, the nephew of David Rockefeller. They want equitable distribution of wealth among nations. So you lower the living standards in Japan, and you raise the living standards in China, and everybody is happy. Or are they? Well, I would rather raise the living standards throughout the world, but not necessarily lower the living standards in first world nations. But that's the mass agenda. They're going to lower the living standards. And isn't it convenient that this whole episode came along, the earthquake, followed by a tsunami, followed by totally inadequate a reaction on the part of the Japanese to this crisis, to the point where the only thing that they could do to fuel the to cool the core reactors was drop water from helicopters or spurt it in with a fire hose. Do you honestly believe the scenario? Or do you think maybe it's the cover for, well, they're using this for another agenda? Perhaps Agenda 21? Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question or comment, because everything or so many of the things going on today are really are part of a master plan, the whole idea of installing smart meters here in the United States. Why do they want to install the smart meters? Why, first of all, they want to raise your electric cost. Now, they tell you, oh, we're putting in this smart meter so it'll save you money. No, not it at all. They want to drive up the cost of electricity. They want to drive energy-dependent industries out of this country. They want to lower our living standards. They've already sent over 8.7 million industrial jobs to other countries, closed down over 42,000 plants and businesses in the United States as we transfer the wealth of America to other nations. Living standards are already beginning to go down here. But, ladies and gentlemen, you haven't seen anything. They plan to impoverish the American people. And that's why, of course, they're destroying the value of our currency. That's why Ben Bernanke, the smartest man in the country who runs our economy, and believe me, he's doing this, is not Barack Obama. Barack Obama is simply a puppet, you know, and who reads the teleprompter very clearly and very well, but he is simply a puppet. The real power is with the banking industry. Mr. Bernanke is answerable to them. And he says there's no inflation in America. He knows there's no inflation in America. He wants to create more inflation in America so we can get the interest rates down. But the more he does to get the interest rates down, the higher the interest rates go. But there's no inflation, ladies and gentlemen. You can be sure of that. Ben Bernanke has spoken, and you're either going to believe him or you're going to believe your lying eyes. Well, our telephone number is 772-54-7524. There's a plan to impoverish the people in Japan, but maybe it was just because of that spontaneous earthquake, or was it? If there's a plan to lower the living standards here in America, and as our attention is focused on what's going on in Japan, as our attention is focused on what's going on in the Middle East, as our attention is focused on Lindsay Lohan and Tiger Woods, why we do not see what's happening here. Somebody's calling in. Again, our number 877-254-7524. And who do we have calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Steve here in the Greeley area, and I just want to thank you for the great work you've been doing, especially alerting me so much to this whole smart meter thing. You know, the lockdown of our energy grid is really a part of this whole issue. I think Dr. Kissinger, the great medieval mind, expressed it the best when he said that if you control the price of oil, you can control government, the economy, and the food supply, and everything.
Sure.
And we've seen this happen so recently. You know, I do appreciate you know your heads up on the smart meters. My wife works out at a place where they just recently put in a smart meter, just locally here, and we know that this is an industrial location and plant. Eventually, they're going to be coming around, probably into our neighborhoods and installing these things. And I'm already working on that refusethesmartmeter.com ideology that you put up to try to get people alert to the fact that we don't want these little spies and these little electronic gadgets put on our electrical outlets.
Well, really, thank you so much for doing that, and encourage others to, you know, set up, you know, the committees. And basically, here in California, recent within the last week, why PG&E, the largest utility in California, has said, well, all right, if you don't want a smart meter, you don't have to have one, but you're going to have to pay more for your electricity, because we've got to have somebody come out and read the meter. So they've actually given an opt-out opportunity, at least here in Northern California. Now, what this really represents is if enough people stand up, these people will back down. In other words, they've spent years coming up with this ingenious plan. Smart meters, smart grid, smart accessories, and basically, I should say, smart appliances. And for our listeners out there who do not know what a smart appliance is, they are now building washing machines and refrigerators and air conditioners are all built with chips in them, which can be electronically turned off by the smart grid and by this whole situation. They want to be able to control every aspect of our lives. They spent years planning this, and suddenly, because of a lot of little people out there, you know, saying, we don't want this, don't you know what they're doing? At least they're giving people an opt-out. But they can't have individuals being able to opt out. They want to control everybody and everything, and suddenly they're having to back down just because of the outcry. I think it's exciting that you're there and you're getting the information out. And what's the response you're getting from people when you tell them about the smart grid and the smart appliances and how this ties into the smart meter in Agenda 21?
Well, as you might expect, a lot of people are totally shocked by it. They have no idea that this whole thing is going into effect. And, you know, this also plays into, I think, the concept that Barack Obama has really limited clean coal-fired plants. And here we are seeing this disaster in Fukushima and this just what's happening here at this time. And we've been actually shutting down any processes of providing our own electricity. We saw this with the oil situation, the domestic oil industry back in the 70s. And I think Lindsey Williams is correct when he says that they're trying to impose upon the world an oil shortage, which will put us into this energy crisis. Is that kind of your assessment as well?
Yes. Well, they want to get the price up. They want to get the price up to about $200 a barrel. And basically, of course, it's ridiculous because the world is awash with oil. There's all sorts of oil out there. And, of course, we have massive supplies here in the Bakken Reserve, in the Colorado Reserve, at the Wildlife Reserve up in Alaska, off the north shore of Alaska, off both of our coasts out of the Gulf. I mean, if they would simply allow them to drill for oil here or put a floor into the price of oil, say a $40 a barrel guarantee. The government will buy oil at $40 a barrel, if you'll produce it $40 a barrel. Oh, the wildcatters would come in and begin drilling for oil. The reason they don't do that is because every time, of course, the price goes up and the wildcatters start drilling for oil, then the oil industry manipulates the price down to $5 to $10 a barrel, and of course, the wildcatters go out of business. In other words, they undercut them, so they do away with competition. So basically what the big oil doesn't want is competition. They use the environmentalists to keep any competition from competing with them. And they've shut down oil production here to make us, of course, dependent upon the rest of the world. So the oil companies can drive the price of oil up. This would appear to be what's going on today. Part of this, of course, is so that it's so expensive it'll drive up the cost of electricity. And then, of course, China, where we are actually guaranteeing the loans so Westinghouse can build the nuclear power plants in China, and they're going to have abundant, cheap electricity. They built this massive new system of dams there in China, and I'm sure with loans from the United States, they'll have plenty of hydroelectric power. What are we doing here? We're tearing out the dams. So we won't have the hydroelectricity. And, you know, basically, hopefully, somewhere along the way, people are going to wake up and understand this is being done intentionally to destroy the industrial base of this nation. When you understand that, everything makes sense. Otherwise, you scratch your head and say, gee, how could we be so inept? But I'm just so glad that you're out there. And, you know, right now, people are going to look at you and think you've got, you know, wearing a tin foil hat. But before long, and things are moving at such a rate before long, why, they're going to realize you're absolutely right.
Well, I do appreciate the work that you've been doing, especially alerting us to this problem with the superimposed energy crisis. As we know, the world is awash with oil. There's all kinds of ways and means people can actually become independent in energy, I believe. But the concept that we have to be controlled by this energy grid is certainly a new world order agenda. And as if they control energy, they can control everything. It's probably one of the reasons why there's very little electricity for only 3 hours a day in Iraq now. I mean, it's right. Part of keeping the whole society locked down. And they're trying to do that here.
What we wanted to do was see how you could destroy a first world nation. Iraq really had, was the first world nation. They had all the basic utilities. And at the end of the attack, America had taken Iraq within a couple of weeks. And the society was intact. I mean, everybody had a job, they had the utilities, they had electricity, they had water, they had sewage, they had a stable society. And what did we do? Paul Bremer went over there, fired everybody working for public utilities, closed down all the industry, closed down the electricity, and now there's just total chaos. We'll be back in a moment. Hang on.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dan here, and ends up open lines again. Our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up. Our number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Is our caller still here? I guess we lost our caller. So if you're out there, why, give us a call. But I was just saying before we went off that I really think what we did in Iraq was simply planning on how you would destroy a first world nation, setting up to see how it would work in Iraq so they can do the same thing here. We did the same thing, certainly in Rhodesia and Zimbabwe. We took a first world nation. We brought to power a Marxist, communist-trained thug named Mugabe, who the people didn't want for their ruler, but we insisted on installing him, and we've kept him in power ever since then. Oh, by humanitarian aid. Oh, we criticize Mugabe because he doesn't allow democracy, but we keep him in power because, after all, who can be against humanitarian aid? Which, of course, is given to the military and the police who rape and kill and torture the people there. But, of course, we have to provide humanitarian aid, don't we? I mean, it would be just inhumane not to provide humanitarian aid to keep a Marxist thug in power. Over half the population of Rhodesia, or almost half the population of Rhodesia, now called Zimbabwe, has fled. 85% unemployment, certainly very little electricity, very little medical care. People are starving. American tax dollars at work. They wanted to see how to destroy a first world nation. We did it in Zimbabwe. We did it in Iraq. And if you're not involved in getting the information out, why, when they do it in America, you'll have no one to blame. Because American people, any men and women, become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. They're planning on doing it here. They're already doing it in California, where I live. Basically, of course, we see this manifested in now, municipalities already firing the teachers, firing the firemen, firing firefighters, we're laying off paramedics here. We're cutting back on social services dramatically because the local communities don't have any money. Now, there's no shortage of money. This whole thing is being created and created artificially. And, of course, because the local communities don't have any money, they have to have massive layoffs. And they really do. We have excessive amounts of government. But what are they doing? Well, they're going to begin, within a couple of weeks, they're going to start releasing 10,000 criminals. I mean, people are in prison for committing crimes, and they're going to just turn them loose. Why? Well, because we can't afford our prisons. We could actually send them to Mexico and keep them in prison down there. It wouldn't be very nice. They wouldn't have television, air conditioning. But the Mexicans would take our prisoners at a very reduced rate. No, we're going to turn them loose. After all, they would be sued by the ACLU if we were to send our prisoners to some place where they couldn't have television. Why, that would deprive them of their constitutional rights. And so we're setting up a pattern for chaos here in California. And believe me, what happens in California is going to happen across America. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524, and we have a caller. Who's on the line?
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen in Colorado.
Oh, hi, Maureen. How are you
doing?
Hi.
I'd like to say how very encouraged I am by the callers that you have had recently, in recent days, to know that they are out there, that they are resisting. I was awakened in 1962, way back then, by having some material put in my hands as the tests that the United Nations was secretly giving to American school children, and it was happening here in the Jefferson County schools. I could not believe the content of these tests. They were designed, obviously, to reduce children's loyalty to their home, their family, their school, asking such questions as, requiring children to spy on their parents. What magazines do your parents read? What radio programs do they listen to, et cetera, et cetera. And I began doing an investigation of that, and one thing led to another. I started investigating apostate churches and so on. I won't go into all that. But and then I began to teach the Constitution in homes and in neighborhoods and so forth, and finally had some sizable audiences. But people kept saying to me, trying to discourage me, trying to stop me, and saying, well, what can one person do? Well, nobody's going to listen to you, Maureen. Well, it's encouraging to me, after all of these years, to see that people have taken up the cause. Younger people are entering the fray. And I just wanted to say to everyone that is resisting this takeover of this wonderful country, just keep on keeping on. People will try to discourage you, but just put one foot in front of the other. And I truly am encouraged now to think that we can actually win.
Well, Maureen, that was 49 years ago, 1962. That was the same year that I became aware of the fact there was a problem. And so we bet at the same length of time. And I would echo what you're saying. If you're out there in the listening audience and you think that things is just too overwhelming to do anything about, it really isn't. The other side fears an awakened public, because there are not that many people who are really an integral part of this, maybe 6,000 or so. The so-called superclass that David Rothkopf talks about in his book, and he being one of them. Of course, the book is written to confuse you and tell you there's nothing to worry about the Trilateral Commission, the CFR. But basically, I was at a conference this weekend, last weekend, Maureen, and this was the Health of Freedom Convention in Long Beach, California. And you would be amazed at how many people came to my booth to thank me for the radio programs, to thank me for pointing them in the right direction. We're talking about 25 or 30 people over the period of a couple of days. And to me, it was wonderfully encouraging to know that people are listening, learning, and then they're out there trying to tell others. Now, there are a lot of people who don't want to hear this sort of thing. People don't want bad news. Nobody wants to know they have a cancer. In fact, a lot of people would rather not go to the doctor than find out that they have something seriously wrong with them. That's human nature. But once they begin to see the evidence of what's going on, once they begin to understand there is a cancer within the body politic and it's going to destroy them, but even more, it's going to destroy their families, and they have an obligation to become involved. When you see what people, you organized against the smart meters can do locally here where I live, why they were going to spray for the light brown apple moth that would supposedly come in from Australia, was going to devastate the crops, going to ruin the agricultural industry. So that's why we had to spray the population. I would want to spray the fields, but why did they want to spray the people? No, they wanted to poison the people. We'll tell the rest of the story when we get back, Maureen. Give us a call, 877-254-7544.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue, as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations, or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245. This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me and Ron Douglas, organizer of Denver Self-Reliance Expo on April 8th and 9th. Attend hourly presentations and workshops like protecting your family during economic downturns, first aid, food competitions, and more. With over 100 exhibitors, there's something for everyone. Be a well-equipped, self-reliant household. Receive a $2 discount on admission by purchasing your tickets online at selfrelianceexpo.com. That's selfrelianceexpo.com. Show up at the door for your tickets and tell them KHNC sent you.
Trace Margaritas in Greeley reminds listeners, from the early days of our country through two world wars and countless smaller conflicts, our armed forces have stood tall. In this current time of conflict, let's support our troops and their families. Let's honor them and veterans of past battles for all their sacrifices in defense of our great nation. This tribute by Trace Margaritas, 2319 18th Avenue in Greeley. Call 378-6662. Proud to salute all the past and present members of our military service.
Well, and I was just telling Marine the story of the light ground Opelmoth here in the Monterey Bay area where I live, but we were told that if we didn't allow them to spray the population, not the fields. I mean, certainly if you've got a problem with an insect, we've got a lot of agriculture, spray the agricultural area. Oh, no, we've got to spray the people with this deadly pesticide and spray everyone, but... Why don't you just spray the areas affected? You know, the crops. Oh no, we got to spray the people. That's how we're going to control the light gray, light brown apple moth. Because you know, the world's going to come to an end. The crops are going to be destroyed. The farming industry is going to be, you know, undermined. And suddenly we won't be able to export our products to other areas because of the light brown apple moth and the spectrum of the light brown apple moth is going to. Well, basically what happened was the people got up in arms. They said, no way. And so they backed down. And you know what happened? Absolutely nothing. We've never heard about the light brown apple moth again. The crops are doing fine, you know, and there's no problem with it. Well, once the people got up in arms, they backed down. And that's the important thing, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to be up in arms. And you've got to start talking about the Brotherhood of Darkness, and you've got to start talking about the Luciferian organizations, and you need to go to my website, you need to read our articles, you know, need to go to the website for the Lucius Trust, and see who's financing the Lucius Trust, and the New Group of World Service, and these other satanic organizations, and you'll be amazed, some of the richest and most powerful people in our nation are behind the Lucius Trust that used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. Get the information out. We have it. It's available. There are satanic organizations, and the many people who belong to these organizations have no idea what they're about. That's why you need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And Marina, you still there? Well, then who's the new caller we have? Somebody's on the line.
I'm Daniel. I'm calling from Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Dr.
Hi,
I was just going to ask about what steps I need to do to fight the smart meters. I know the earlier caller mentioned the website, but I missed getting that.
Well, basically, Deborah Traveras, T-R-A-V-A-R-U-S, has an excellent website, and I really can't give it to you the website. I think it's stopsmartmeters.com. Try stopsmartmeters.com or put that in your search engine, and you'll get some excellent material from Deborah. I mean, there are a lot of people who have information, but basically they tell you, you know, you put signs up on your smart meters, and you basically put a cage over your smart meter, and you tell them, and you go to your city council and tell them this is part of Agenda 21. Get the material. Tell them this is part of a much larger movement. Tell them about the smart appliances, the smart grid, about this whole idea of control. And there really are evil people out there who know exactly what they're doing. And, of course, people tend to ridicule the idea. Point them to Agenda 21. Ask them why they've never heard of Agenda 21. Get understand what ICLEI is about. You've got to get yourself educated. The best way to do that would be to go to freedomadvocates.org. freedomadvocates.org. That's the website of my good friend, Michael Shaw. He'll introduce you to ICLEI, Agenda 21. And then, of course, the smart meters are simply part of that. We have an excellent book. It's called Climate Gate. It's written by Brian Sussman. Climate Gate by Brian Sussman. Vitally important information that you need to know to discuss this intelligently. Smart meters, smart grid, smart appliances, dumb people. And this is what you have to get people to understand. It's all part of the move towards a fascist society. Freedomadvocates.org. That's an excellent source of information. The book Climate Gate, excellent source of information. My syllabus and my talk on sustainable development available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We also carry the book Climate Gate. We'll introduce you to the concept of smart appliances, smart grid, smart meters for dumb people. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I'll look into those. I appreciate it.
Well,
thank
the
you.
More people we have like you in local communities are getting the word out, why the sooner people are going to wake up, because when they understand this is all designed to raise the cost of electricity, to lower their living standards, and to force them to go along with the agenda. When people understand it's all about force, it's all about using the public utilities to limit access to electricity and drive our industries offshore and take away their jobs and lower the living standards, when people realize this involves them, hopefully they'll get involved, and it's just part of a much larger agenda of population control and mass genocide. Incredible as it seems, there really are people who want to kill off most of the people in the world, who want to limit the consumption because we are using up their natural resources. Get our material and help people to understand there really are people who have a different worldview, because I believe they worship a different God. Not all of them, a lot of them don't even know what it's about. A lot of them just go along and repeat all these things and without realizing the implications of what's going on. Hey, but thanks so much. I appreciate your concern, and just help us get the information out. There is a real resurgence. There's people all across America getting concerned, and it's about time. Thanks for calling so much. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's always a pleasure to be with you, and sometimes we're a little upset when our regular scheduled speakers aren't here, but basically, I think the program went fairly well this morning. Remember, one more caller. Who do we have?
How you doing, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Colorado.
You have a quick question?
Well, actually, I was wondering, I just saw an article about 2 days ago from a website called energyresources.com. And it
Hang
went
on,
through...
we'll get to you just as soon as we get through the break.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
Well, Dr. Stan here. We had a caller. Are you still there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Go right ahead.
Well, and the article I was reading went through all the energy sources as far as oil, coal, natural gas that the U.S. still has for known reserves. And it will amaze people. We still, to this day, have more known reserves in oil than any other nation in the world by far.
We absolutely do. And when Barack Obama said the other day, we use 25% of the world's oil, and we have only 2% of the world's reserves, he was simply lying to you. And you're absolutely right. We have massive reserves. So why doesn't everybody know it? Why? Because we have freedom of the press. And when you have freedom of the press, you can suppress whatever you want. You're absolutely right.
All we have in the press is freedom of the control press. Whatever the government wants them to tell you is what they tell you.
Right. You're right on. Once again, get that website out.
If I remember right, it was www.energyresources.com.
EnergyResources.com. Thank you very much for calling in. You're right on.
God bless, sir.
Hey, you too, bye-bye. And incidentally, we do have an excellent syllabus on oil. We have I'm not certain we have that talk. I've got the talk, and hopefully we'll have that available before long. And certainly we have an abundant supply of oil here in the United States. You go up on the Internet. I have a couple of newsletters I wrote on oil, giving the whole background, the truth about oil. We have massive supplies. They just don't want you to know. Basically, we do carry the DVD by Lindsay Williams, where he talks about the energy non-crisis, well worthwhile getting. Lindsay Williams' DVD, The Energy Non-Crisis, we recommend it to you. And we do have a syllabus on oil, going into the background of the fact that there is plenty of oil out there, and the average individual has no idea what's going on. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, where it says, of course, monthly letters. Just scroll down to the section on oil, and you can get those two newsletters, pull them down, duplicate them, get them out. We have probably the greatest reserves of oil anywhere in the world, if that's true. Why doesn't everybody know? Why? Because we have a controlled media. Who controls it? The Brotherhood of Darkness. And we're talking about AOL.com. They've split up, but they're both part of the Council on Foreign Relations. Bertelsmann, Viacom, that controls CBS. Disney, that controls ABC. GE, and Chris, they've sold NBC to Comcast, and then Rupert Murdoch. They're all part and parcel of the Council on Foreign Relations, America's Invisible Government. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret, my talk on the Dark Secret. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to understand what's going on in the Near East and Middle East today, understand we are laying the foundation for the new Islamic world empire. A great Islamic empire, and then, of course, World War III. But if you don't have an enemy, how will you ever have a war? And we've got to get us to hate the Muslims. If the Muslims hate us, that's what's going on today. Pray for America, pray for revival, and pray for the Muslims.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine.